Hello, thank you for joining me again on the show. This episode, I thought we would dissect the interview with Russell Brand that you can hear on this podcast channel. It's the last one before this one that was released, which was released on Friday. So hopefully everyone's had a chance to listen to that now. And I thought today we would dissect it because a little bit, right, it's difficult. Like, if you ever get to meet a celebrity that you sort of like a little bit, right, that's quite difficult to deal with when you're just a normal chubby bloke wanting to be like this particular person. In my case, it was Russell Brand, right? Always wanted to be like Russell Brand. And some people say my podcast style, when I'm actually fully into it, is a bit, I want to be Russell Brand-esque. But, yeah, so it was difficult, right? It was great. It was a great opportunity. And I absolutely love Russell Brand. Don't get me wrong, but it's quite funny listening to it back now, because like I said on the last episode, it was back in 2017 that I met Russell. So when I've listened back to it recently, I just find it quite funny. Like this first clip that I'm going to play for you now, listen to how much of a stalker I sound. Listen to me, what a div.
That's what your podcast is, what's on it?
So it's basically, it's just me talking about what you've done from rebrand all the way up to yesterday.
So
here is the exact moment Russell Brand realizes I shouldn't have fucking done this.
So
you can tell from that noise he's already feeling a little bit on edge, like he's regretting his decision to invite us up to Global to do this interview, right? But listen to the next bit of the interview where I stupidly went, no, I didn't see that particular TV programme, which was called One Leicester Square, back in 2006, I think it was. And I said that I didn't see it at the time, and it's just purely because it was on MTV, and you had to pay for MTV. I think you still do, I don't know. Don't even know if MTV is still going, is it? So I said I didn't watch it, and like an idiot, I then tried to make a joke to Russell Brand. Listen to me, what a div. Listen to me try and be funny with Russell Brand.
We're here with Gareth Roy, who is the producer of most of my work from, well, not Rebrand, actually, didn't produce that. When did we start working together with Gal?
It was 2006, One Leicester Square.
Did you watch One Leicester Square?
I didn't at the time, but I've seen it.
Get
since.
Out!
Ruined it. I should have just said yes.
Oh, every time I hear that bit, oh, trying to be funny to Russell Brand, oh, it makes me cringe. So this next clip, we're moving away from that pretty quick. This next clip, it's quite good, actually. This is a clip of me now trying to do some very thinly veiled journalist work where I'm trying to find out what Russell Brand really thinks of Adam Sandler's films. In particular, the one we were talking about was Click. Have a listen.
I was just going to say, and what did you think of the film, if you could be honest?
He's always good, isn't he?
Yeah, he's always good, Adam Sandler. Because he's warm, isn't he? He's got that everyman quality.
That's right.
I tried to do a bit of journalism. You know, I'm not trained, but, you know, I tried my best. Right, here you go. Here's some more cringe for you.
Right.
Come on, do your interview now, then. Dan. Because you're both called Dan and you've not done any kind of interview yet.
No, I'll just let you talk because that's what we like to hear.
No.
Right, let's forget about that one now. So, first question I asked Russell Brand, what's the most memorable thing that's happened on your tour? Now, I was just expecting him to go, oh, I don't know, lights went off last night. That was a bit weird. But listen to the mind-blowing detail he went into in his answer. Like, this bit ain't necessarily me like mocking anything or anything like that. I was actually like, this bit is like one of my favourite bits of the whole interview. Have a listen.
All right then, so far on the tour, what's been your most memorable moment and why?
There's a power cut last night.
Yeah, that was good.
It
was, because it was a change from the norm. Like, I think it's good when Carl Jung, he says, anytime something happens that you didn't plan for, this, he says, is the opportunity for God to come into your life. Carl Jung would have meant I don't know what Carl Jung meant, but what I reckon Carl Jung meant was that beneath material reality is a secondary reality that's harder to observe because it is made of more subtle forms of energy, but nonetheless it's there. And sometimes if you're attuned to it, you can receive and understand this energy. That's my guess.
Yeah.
Wow.
Also, it means you can be naughty, doesn't it?
Yeah.
To be honest. That's why you like it.
Like to be naughty.
Mischievous.
It means I can go away from the script a little bit. And have
yeah. Yeah, that's right. Whether that script is the script of everyday life or even a performance space, Dan.
Indeed.
Ah. Whoa, Russell! I was not expecting that. That is probably my favourite... Well, actually, no. No, there is one bit that I probably love the most out of that whole interview. And it's a bit that it doesn't matter how many times I've heard it, I still find it hilarious. Here it is.
Like a little 7-year-old girl, all pleased with herself, twirling about in a gingham frock at a picnic where everyone has already left. Just ants on a Jaffa cake.
I just like the idea of Russell Brand twirling around in a gingham frock. I think it's that bit that gets me most out of everything. That is my dissection of my interview with Russell Brand. After the first sort of 5 minutes or so, I seem to warm up to it, and actually I'm not too bad. And thankfully, I don't actually say an awful lot. I ask my questions and I shut the hell up. Thankfully, Russell and Gareth do almost all the talking. So if you haven't listened to the full interview, go back onto the channel and have a listen. It's good, I think. It's quite a good interview, and I hope... And I pray one day I'm going to get another opportunity to interview that man, because I think he's brilliant. And I'll openly admit it, I love Russell Brand. I think he's fantastic. That is your episode. Until Friday, thanks for listening. Ta-da!